17th. Nevada on the horizon now. And man, the Democratic apparatus in full-on panic. Bernie Sanders is the unabashed front runner now. Joe Biden, pathetic performances in Iowa and New Hampshire have left him in the race, and he's able to siphon off just enough votes to keep Bernie in first place, if that makes sense. Do you follow that? Alan Sachs here, the professor of political science, University of Texas Arlington. Professor, welcome back.
There is a photo that comes off the Drudge Report this morning showing Bernie Sanders aghast at topless women storming his event in Nevada.
Yeah, and don't they know the man has a heart condition? Come on.
That's right, and his wife is holding him and it looks like she's trying to comfort him. It's like, Bernie, it'll be okay. Really, it looks like that if anybody wants to pull it up. But it's amazing. This morning I was listening to somebody rate American presidents, and I kept thinking, if President Trump can survive another term, and I think he may be able to do it. I mean, survive mentally and politically. I think he has a good chance of becoming one of America's greatest presidents.
Well, you know, and I appreciate you saying that. If he can survive this, he is considered a survivor right now. I mean, look
what he's
done so far. And plus, he shows up and flies Air Force One and buzzes the crowd at Daytona, which I thought was just kind of fun. But if he had had any support from the media, any modicum of positive commentary anywhere, what would he be today?
Oh, he'd be already Abraham Lincoln. No question about that.
I don't know about that, but he'd be in a lot better place.
He'd be a great liberator in a different way. As Abraham Lincoln was a liberator in a different way, so will Donald Trump be, lifting us up out of the muck of Washington with all those politicians there, both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party.
Sure.
And I think he will deserve that.
As I look at his approval ratings, he continues to hover right at and near his all-time highs for approval ratings, which means the numbers are pretty strong for this president. From The Hill, from Rasmussen, from economists and different polling, he continues to be above 45%, which is not a place he's been consistently. He's more popular today than he was the day he was elected president, I believe.
I do too, and yet he's up against the media, as you talked about. He's up against all of Washington, and he's up against our academic community. It's incredible. I thought about wearing a MAGA cap onto our campus and see if I can get away with it, but I don't know if I'm that tough or not.
Yeah, they'd probably hook you up and get that wheelchair hauling, you know, down a hill and let you go. That's probably how you'd be treated.
I mean, that is absolutely true.
Yeah. How would you go this way, Professor? Yeah, no sense of humor, of course, and no allowance, of course, for free speech or having a different opinion. There's the problem.
Academics have no sense of humor whatsoever. That's really true. And they have, I mean, a few do, but not many. And they do not understand free speech and don't like it.
Well, let's be clear about this, Professor. The media's contempt for people like you that say, I support Donald Trump, the media's contempt for Trump voters isn't helping. It's hurting them. It's hurting the Democrats. And Bernie Sanders, with 29% support nationally now and growing, he is a big threat. I mean, Bernie the communist, is this the antidote for Donald Trump and Trumpism? I don't think so.
I think better about James Carville now than I did 2 or 3 days ago, because he actually called, and he's right. He said Bernie Sanders is a communist.
Of course he is.
That's James Carville saying that.
Yeah, of course he is. And he's an unabashed, unapologetic communist. He can say what he wants, but when he wants the government to take over the energy sector of the economy, when he wants the government to take over the health sector of the economy, when he wants there to be a guaranteed job for any able-bodied human being with a livable wage and, of course, complete free training for that job so they can do it properly, whatever that job is, sweeping streets or whatever. This is all communist, period.
To get rid of all student debt.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that part. Take over the student loan situation even more. Because when the government came into student loan, that's certainly been helpful. They've skyrocketed the price of tuition. Everything's gone out of control. Everything's gone haywire. And you can go back 12 years to when the government got in full bore.
If the students are irresponsible, nobody's asking them to pick up a $50,000 note to go to some fancy school, you know. Let them go to a community college, learn a good trade, and then learn something else.
Yeah, but they don't have the cool football games and the sweater and the, you know, the hat. You know, you got to think about the swag.
Or
professor.
Throw up on the street in some place like Hartford, Connecticut, or someplace like that.
Yeah, really, what's wrong with you, professor? I mean, you got to be able to go to the football games and the parties. And you got to be in the right sorority. I mean, I don't even know that's crazy talk. Yeah, connections, right? And then if you end up with $100,000 in debt, well then, that should be everybody else's. That's not your fault.
By the way, there's a big locust on top of the coronavirus. There's a locust plague that's already hit Africa, and it's moving toward China.
It's in China. It made it.
Yeah, I do not say that in a humorous way.
No. The grasshoppers are hungry, and there's a few billion of them, and they've made it from Somalia and Kenya and East Africa, and they've gone across, and they are into China already, from what I understand.
What is it that the locusts know that we don't?
It's a warm, wet spring, and they need to eat. I think that's it.
Right.
They come every so often. It's not the worst locust plague ever. It's the worst one in living history. How about that?
Yeah, it's sort of biblical dimensions. I remember in the Bible, I think locusts took over Egypt or something like that at one time. But it is fascinating how all these calamities, not necessarily engendered by man, are happening right now.
Well, is it the end times, Professor? Is that what you're telling me? Is it over?
I don't.
Is AOC right? Should I just?
I don't think it is.
Should I just off myself? And how about this? Speaking of the end times, hold on. Back to politics. What about Bloomberg and all his, you know, egregious comments about women and minorities and this? And then he says,
"Don't we know Lyndon Johnson and John Kennedy?"
Yeah, but wait a second. Those two weren't picking Hillary Clinton as their running mate, but Bloomberg's thinking about it.
That's exactly right. But isn't it interesting, LBJ and John Kennedy, I can imagine what they said about women.
Oh, good Lord.
And also, what's wrong with somebody spending their own money on a campaign? I'm not a fan of Mr. Bloomberg for a lot of reasons, but I'd rather somebody spend their own money than go around asking other people for money.
Well, here's the thing, and people say, well, Bloomberg's a genius. He's a billionaire. First of all, you're a billionaire. I don't think that makes you a genius. It means you got some things right. But who's smarter? Bloomberg, who has so far spent $400 million and has not a single delegate, or Donald Trump, who spent almost none of his own money and became elected president?
That's right. This is going to be one of the most, it's going to be the meanest political campaign, I think. Certainly one of the meanest since Abraham Lincoln before the Civil War.
Yeah, it's kind of entertaining, you know, but here's the thing. At any rate, let's see here. I guess that's going to wrap it up for us. I think you should wear the MAGA hat on campus. Make sure you get video and pictures with friends, all right?
I'm going to put the MAGA hat on top of my walker.
There you go. All right.
I'll go.
Greatly appreciate it. It's Alan Sachs, everybody, the professor of political science. He's a little cutting edge sometimes for a fella. Professor, always appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I wish everybody well.
There you go.
In the meantime.
No coronavirus for you. You got it. Be well.
I hope not.
There you go. All right, quick break.
No, thank you.
Rich Studley's on the way. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
What would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price tag on it? Would you just blindly hand over your credit card and hope for the best? I don't think you would. And yet that's pretty much
what you're doing with your retirement accounts.
Hey, it's Steve Gruber. You see, the companies that manage your accounts are charging you fees.
They subtract those fees from your account balance. You probably didn't even realize it.
But over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your account and into theirs.
So what can you do about it?
You can call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at 517-323-7526 for what they call a GPS meeting. They'll see where you are and show you how much you're losing. There's no charge. This is just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer WJIM listeners. So call today, 517-323-7526 to schedule your GPS meeting or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.